Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton, glad to be here with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Juliana Smoke starts our look at this week's stories.
Thanks, Rod. Churches in one community united together to serve and share the gospel. Coming up, we're going to hear what happened.
I'm John Graham. If you've ever heard of the Disney Channel's program Ant Farm, well, you've certainly heard of our guest, Jake Short, on The Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later, we talk with a Christian leader who works with children who've escaped the world of child sex trafficking and need Christ-centered support.
I'm Myrna Brown. From Southern Gospel to classical arrangements, the Collingsworth family does a little bit of it all in their ministry. We'll hear from the patriarch of the musical family.
Also today, new church planting in the city of Edmonton and Alberta, Canada, on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. It's Code Red for the Community, a week-long multi-church and denominational effort to share the gospel and help those in need. And Juliana Smoke has the story now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Area churches in Millen, Georgia, came together for a week in the summer to serve and share Jesus in their community. It was called Code Red, and what started as a one-week service project has now grown into a movement of churches working together. Jamie Archer is the pastor of Oak Hill Baptist Church, and he helped get Code Red started. And he joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Take us back to when the Lord laid this on your heart.
Well, it was about a year ago. We had just come back from a mission trip to another part of the state, and we were reflecting on that mission trip where we had done a number of projects to help the folks in that area. But we just began to think about the need to do that kind of thing in our own community. And so we thought, you know, next year, why don't we do something here in our own community where we really impact our local community and minister to people's needs and, of course, also share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right, right. And what ways did you find to serve your community and meet those needs?
Well, we took the idea that we had and we began to discuss that with other pastors. The beautiful thing was God had already begun to lay so many good ideas on their heart about ministering to our local community. It was not something God had just spoken to us. It was something God was speaking to other pastors and other churches. And so we found a number of ways to minister to our local community. We had a door-to-door light bulb giveaway where we handed out a light bulb and offered to put it in for the elderly and those who were handicapped. We had a community vacation Bible school. We had a job fair and a career clothes closet, and several people were able to get jobs as a result of that job fair. We also had a block party and where we had big inflatables, and children and their families were able to come and have a good time. And then we also had some construction projects that we conducted. Culminating the event was an evangelistic service. And in that service, we had around 20 decisions, and three of those decisions were young people. We're now discipling them. So there were just lots of good things that took place.
Wow. And so this sounds like you all just looked for needs to meet in your community, and this was a multi-denominational effort.
Yes, it was. Our local Georgia Baptist churches really spearheaded it, but there were other churches of other denominations who had a heart for doing God's work and sharing the love of Jesus, and they got involved with us. This is a small community, but we do have a number of churches, and about 15 were involved, and we had a couple of hundred volunteers who participated in some way in the event. You know, we had the idea that we want people to hear the gospel when we present the gospel, but sometimes we have to earn the right to be heard. If people know that you care and you care about what's going on in their lives and what their needs are, they'll listen to you when you share the gospel of Jesus. I remember the first night we went out, a lady came back and she said, I was able to share Christ with a lady and she prayed with me to receive Jesus. And it was just such a great experience to hear stories like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. And this was a one-week service project, but now your community is seeing the power of church unity.
Absolutely. That's one of the most beautiful aspects of this. Code Red Millen birthed a real hunger for the churches to continue working together. Plans are being made to continue doing mission work in our community. This weekend, as a matter of fact, some of our Baptist men from several of our churches are planning to get together and build a pump house for a fellow who can't afford to build one on his own. And so we're hearing stories and hearing ideas like that come out of Code Red. And it really is a movement where God is motivating us as his people to work together and continue impacting our community for Christ.
This is just so exciting to hear. And Jamie, there might be someone who is listening to how the Lord is moving in your community, and the Lord might be stirring in them to maybe do something exactly like this. How could they get in touch with you?
Well, they can check out our church website, oakhillchurch.net. I think it would be a wonderful thing to see some other communities do this type of event.
We've been speaking with Jamie Archer, pastor of Oak Hill Baptist Church. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
When the need is overwhelming, many tune it out. Around the world, there are men, women, and children who are starving because of war, drought, corruption, poverty, and natural disasters. This is where the body of Christ should be, bringing relief and the gospel to the hurting. Make a direct impact right now. Visit worldhungerfund.com. 100% of your donations go directly to feeding the hungry. worldhungerfund.com, an outreach of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Thank you for listening and being a part of Life with Purpose Radio. Jake Short is a Disney actor on the show Life on the Ant Farm, and he shares his faith journey with John Graham on today's Culture Connection.
Well, the Disney Channel fan in your family will have no doubt heard of our guest today. Jake Short is perhaps best known as Fletcher Quimby on Disney's Ant Farm and Oliver on DXD's Mighty Med. He won the 2012 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award for Favorite TV Actor, and the best news is he's one of the most outspoken Christian young men you're ever going to find. He's with us here today on The Culture Connection. Jake, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you, sir?
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Can you tell us a little bit how you got into acting and landed that awesome role on Ant Farm?
I got into acting when I was 9, because my brother actually wanted to do it before I did, and I sort of followed what he did. I always wanted to do what he did, so I did that, and then he was like, you know, I've got to focus on school. I decided that I would try to keep doing it, pursue it, because I really enjoyed it, so I ended up getting, somehow I got a manager out here, and I've been auditioning since I was around just before I turned 10, and I got Ant Farm when I was 13, and I auditioned when I was supposed to go on a cruise that week. It was the week I auditioned for Ant Farm. It was pretty funny. And they ended up calling, and they're like, hey, man, come in next week. We're going to shoot the pilot, and you're going to be in it. So I was like, oh, this is awesome. So I've been working with Disney ever since. It's been awesome.
That's exciting. One of the things that really stands out about you is that, you know, in your social media connections with Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and whatever, you're really open sharing scripture, talking about what God's doing in your life. What's been the reaction from that?
I mean, there have been some people who are like, why do you do this? Why are you doing this? They're like, no one cares. I mean, it doesn't really matter, because there are people who care. And honestly, I believe that it's good to just have that before you go to bed, because if you're reading your Bible every night, it's really good just to know that God is there and things you can apply to your life.
Well, tell me how you kind of got into, I mean, your walk with Christ. Where did that happen and your kind of your background in that?
Well, I was actually raised, Christian. I've been going to church since I can remember, at least.
Yeah.
My dad was Catholic when I first started six, and then he became Christian, and it was awesome because that's all he wanted to talk about. I started, you know, trying to find the courage to just tell people and talk about it. And I mean, it's hard, but because people really, you know, out here, they don't really care about religion, and there's some people who really aren't fans of Christ, I could say, but, and there are also some people who are Christians, but they don't really do the Christian thing. they say, and people in person, I've done meet and greets before where people are like, I think it's really cool that you post things and you're a Christian. I think it's really cool that you're outspoken. And I've gotten that from a lot of people, which is awesome. It's a great thing to hear that.
And it's awesome that you're living that life with purpose. A couple years ago, you actually somehow got involved in one of the Georgia Baptist Convention camps down here, Camp Kaleo. How did that come about?
Well, I met one of my good friends now. His name's Alec, and I think it was 2 years ago or so. He was like, my New Year's resolution is to get Jake Short down to this camp, come down to my church. And then I direct messaged him through Twitter. I was like, hey, man. I had no idea who this guy was. So I was just trusting God that this was going to happen. So I was like, I would love to come down. Just let me know when I can do it. And so I ended up doing it, which was the craziest thing. I never thought in 100 years that would happen. And he didn't either. So it was a pretty crazy coincidence that I saw his tweet. That summer I went down there, and it was really fun.
You made a lot of people's days when you did that, or weeks, I should say. And so appreciate you being sensitive to hear what, you know, God might want for you in that way. And Jake, thanks for being with us. How can folks stay in touch with you and what you're doing and your show and your tweets and all that stuff? What are all your connections?
My Instagram is Jake Short. My Twitter is TheJakeShort, which is where you'll see most of me. That's what I use the most. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/realjakeshort. And I would really appreciate any of it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we just appreciate your testimony, your openness to be with us here on the program. And it's exciting to hear a young man living for Christ and doing what he can in the place that he's blessed to be a part of and living for him. So thanks for being with us on the program today, Jake.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
All right. Until next time, I'm John Graham bringing you the Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we present stories of people living their lives with purpose and stories of caring Christians around the world. And as you hear the stories, we want you to be inspired to live your life with purpose. You can tell us about your story or give us your comments about today's program or get more information about today's stories by emailing us stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. That's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio and Facebook at Facebook/LWP Radio. We hope to see you there today on both Facebook and Twitter. Hey, our free book offer still stands. It's the hardback edition of Words of Life, a devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. And we'll get it into the mail to you absolutely free. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Well, it's back to our stories now. Here's Myrna Brown.
Thanks, Rod. From Southern gospel to classical arrangements, the Collingsworth family does a little bit of it all in their ministry. We'll hear from the patriarch of the musical family.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, we go to Canada to see how church planters are making a difference in the city of Edmonton on our Missionary Moment. But first, it's over to Ron Lawson. He's in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of Wellspring Living.
There is a huge problem in our society today. It's the problem of child sex trafficking. And some in the church are trying to do something about it. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a Christian leader about the issue and what her organization is doing to help. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Mary Frances Bowley, who directs Wellspring Living. This is an organization in Georgia that helps with the serious problem of child sex trafficking. Mary Frances, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, thank you, Dr. White, for having us.
Mary Frances, some of our listeners may not know about the issue of trafficking children into the sex and prostitution industry. It's a serious problem. I wonder if you could tell our listeners a little bit about this and bring them up to speed.
I sure could. We know that in the United States, there are between 100 and 200,000 children who are at risk of exploitation. And these are not girls that are international girls. These are girls that were born in the United States. We find that a lot of the young girls who are vulnerable to this are young girls who've been in the foster care system. And as a result, you know, this is a business for those who are buying and selling girls, and they are looking for those that are vulnerable, and they're vulnerable children all around us. So there's a huge need for awareness, and then there's a huge need for us to be able to provide services for those who've been harmed.
When I've heard that Atlanta is one of the worst places in the nation with this particular problem, I wonder if you could share with us a little bit about that, and what does Wellspring Living do to help?
We know that there are 100 girls a night that are exploited in Atlanta. We also know that it is the largest illegal industry in Atlanta at $290 million a year. As a result of that, we know that it's important that we stop those who are buying and selling our children, but we also have to deal with those who have had this terrible thing happen to them. And so our organization works to help their lives to be restored. We provide for them a personalized academic plan so they can get back in school, they can get back on grade level, which gives them the understanding that maybe, you know, this isn't going to be what my future is. There is hope for me. Mm-hmm. We provide for them counseling and therapy, really helping to deal with the trauma they've experienced. And we would love to see them just become a normal teenager. So a lot of life skill trainings and things that will help them to believe that they can function as a normal teenager as much as possible. And then really the most key ingredient of our program is the fact that we want to connect them to the one who can ultimately heal every wound, and that's God. And we want to give them the understanding of his love. And so the way that our program is, we try so much to just give that unconditional love toward these young girls who've had the worst of the world come at them. Because as they are loved, even when they don't act like they deserve love, they understand a little bit more of the love of the Father, and trust is built, and that helps them to believe that there's a future and a hope for them.
Absolutely. You're making a tremendous difference in their lives, and we're so grateful for the fact that God has called you to this wonderful work. I wonder if there might be a story that you could share with our listeners about one of your graduates, one of the young women that's come through this ministry.
I think about Sheila, and she came to us when she was 15, and she had been harmed when she was only 12 and had been kind of out on her own, runaway, and just in a terrible place for a couple of years. And when she walked in our door, she really thought there was no hope for her. She was behind in school. She didn't want to do therapy. She was just really in a very bad place. But again, because we believe that you love the child, and mm-hmm. just as Jesus would, and you believe for the child because she doesn't have that opportunity to see that in her little eyes because of what's happened, we did that. And as she day by day got a little bit better and a little bit better, realized that she was quite smart and actually was able to make up what she had missed in school. And by the time she was ready to leave, she was only a semester away of finishing high school. She also began to believe that she had hope, and so her eyes that were so downtrodden had a hope in them, and there's just a big smile on her face the day of graduation. She graduated from our program and then went on to finish high school, and at the age of 16 and a half was able to get into college, and she is now working on an accounting degree.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
You're talking about a young girl that had no hope, and now she has a future ahead of her.
Absolutely. That's a complete transformation.
Yeah.
Well, I hear you have some new things going on in your ministry. Is there something that you could share with us about that?
We are so thrilled that it's for all these years, all 13 years, we've been working residentially with survivors. And one thing we know is that there are many that might not fit into a residential program, and there are also many at risk that are mm-hmm. vulnerable. And so we have connected with the YMCA of Metro Atlanta, and we've begun a program for young women 18 to 25, helping them work toward independent living. And so if they don't have their GED, and helping them get that, we also provide for them professional training. training and really working toward helping them get a living wage employment. And we just launched that this month and already have some excited young women that are looking forward to a different kind of life for the future. And we're surrounding the instruction, of course, with spiritual formation classes and personal development and counseling. And so these comprehensive services, we believe, in a community setting can have a real impact on this issue nationwide.
I'm confident of that, Mary Frances. And on behalf of all of us who are listening to you today, I just want to thank you for your commitment and want you to know that we're praying for you and for Wellspring Living Ministry. I've been speaking with Mary Frances Bowley, who is a very committed individual to bringing hope to these children who've been caught in the web of child sex trafficking. We'll be praying for you, Mary Frances.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your prayers, Dr. White.
And thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you. Have a great day.
For more information on Wellspring Living, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
This family music involves both Southern gospel and classical, and they're known as the Collingsworth family. And here's Myrna Moore now on Life with Purpose Radio with their story.
They've been in music ministry for nearly three decades. The Collingsworth family, Phil, Kim, and their children, Brooklyn, Courtney, Philip, and Olivia, have ministered as a family all over the world. And we are delighted to have the patriarch of the family here on Life with Purpose Radio, Phil Collingsworth. Welcome.
Thank you, Myrna, and what a joy to talk to you.
I want to start off talking about how you and Kim met and how the ministry began.
My sister taught at a Quaker college in Indianapolis, Indiana, and her accompanist for her choir was a little girl named Kim. And I had been out touring in the summertime from a college that I attended and came home with to visit my sister, and she said to me, "I have this little girl I want you to meet. Her name is Kim."
Wow.
And it only took one meeting, and I thought, oh, this is quite interesting, and we fell in love pretty quickly.
Oh, I love that story.
We played music together. I did a trumpet thing, and she played piano, and that was the very first time we'd ever met each other, so I guess it was destined to be.
You've never put your instruments down. You all have four children, four young adults, I should say, and what I want to know
right.
is, was it your dream to have a ministry that included your children?
It didn't really occur to me maybe that it would turn it to its own version of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. But that's what has, I guess, been on the Lord's plate, and it just has developed that way. I didn't envision all of this, but I am enjoying the ride, I'll say it that way.
Oh, I can imagine. Your ministry has been a blessing to many, many, many. From the Southern gospel roots to the instrumentation and the cutting edge arrangements. I mean, you all really do it all. Tell us a little bit about the scope of your music ministry.
Probably our basis for musical interpretation comes from classical music, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
We did place a lot of emphasis, as you said, on instrumental music,
mm-hmm.
partly because my wife is an incredibly talented pianist, a concert level pianist. Child prodigy, playing very fluently at 3 and 4 years old, and was hired to be a main church pianist in a large church at the time she was 7.
Huh.
A lot of that led across into what we began to do with the big dramatic piano arrangements with orchestra, and it seems to appeal to a wide spectrum of evangelical people.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, because you talk about the classical influence, and it certainly is there. You certainly hear it, and you enjoy it. And then you're making DVDs with the Gaithers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, do your kids play instruments as well?
They do. Our two oldest daughters study violin professionally with a member of the Cincinnati Symphony. Our son is quite a very good drummer. And then our youngest daughter has started into classical guitar.
Let me ask you this. Do you prefer playing the classical pieces, or do you prefer singing the good old Southern gospel tunes?
We are very in tune to the audience that's before us at that moment.
Yeah.
And we adjust the program by the way they respond. Mm-hmm. If they like the upbeat gospel, you know, Southern gospel stuff, we'll mm-hmm. give them more of that.
Mm-hmm.
If they like the big classical orchestra stuff, we'll give them more of that.
All four of your now adult-age children have their own relationships with the Lord, walking with God. What did
right.
you all do as parents to help facilitate that?
We made decisions on a very daily basis to do everything we could and put everything in front of the children that would turn their face towards heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tried to make things of heaven and things of righteous living be exciting for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And made their heroes be people that were missionaries and people that were gospel singers that lived, you know, exactly what they sang. You know, I don't know what portion of that formula worked, except that we prayed an awful lot with them.
Before I let you go, tell people your latest project.
It's called The Lord Is Good, and they can find it at any Christian retail outlet, at Walmart stores, on iTunes, and at our website, collingsworthfamily.com.
Very good. Phil Collingsworth, oh, it has been such a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
It was a delight, Myrna, very much a delight, and thank you for the opportunity.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, on Life with Purpose Radio.
When I look at the faces of Edmonton, I see need. They have need.
When I see the faces in Edmonton, I would feel sad. They're lost. They just lost.
Pain in their eyes, the pains in their heart.
I don't see the hope in their face. I don't see the future in their face.
There are so many people that desperately need to know the saving love of Jesus Christ.
Edmonton was once a city with a high percentage of Christians.
Edmonton was a spiritual hotspot.
But Edmonton is a place where the church is struggling.
Now Edmonton has a lot of people from different cultures.
The Mandarin-speaking people and the Filipinos, they are coming. East Indians, they are coming. Middle East people, they are coming.
When you look at the amount of churches that there are in Edmonton and you look at the population increase, we are not keeping up with that.
The average Canadian hasn't rejected the gospel of Christ. They have never had an opportunity to have it explained to them in words and ways they would understand. Edmonton ought to be that in every neighborhood, people know for certain there's a church that's looking for me.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Code Red Community Ministry, the faith journey of Jake Short, Wellspring Living, the musical Collingsworth family, and church planting in the city of Edmonton in Canada. We hope you'll be here next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and Agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.